International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 1. Day 3. Outline. Roman number 2. The continuation of Christ in the book of Acts is prophesied in the Bible. Capital A. Isaiah 42:4 says that Christ will come again when he finishes the establishing of God's justice in the earth, which means to establish God's salvation as the issue of God's righteous judgment on Christ. Capital B. Isaiah 53:10 prophesies about the continuation of Christ in his resurrection. He will see a seed, he will extend his days, and the pleasure of Jehovah will prosper in his hand. Number 1. The seed here, a corporate seed, is the church as the body of Christ, comprising all the believers produced as the many grains by the death of Christ as the one grain and by his reproductive resurrection. Christ as the servant of Jehovah is the resurrected life-giver, the life-giving spirit, to produce a seed for the building up of his body as his continuation for Jehovah's pleasure and for Christ's satisfaction. Number 2. For Christ to extend his days means that today Christ is extending his days by living in his believers as his body are his extension. Number 3. The pleasure of God is to see many sons born of him to become the members of Christ, who constitute the church as the body of Christ, the corporate expression of Christ. Capital C. Isaiah 53:11 says that Christ will see the fruit of the travail of his soul, and he will be satisfied. The fruit of the travail of Christ's soul implies all the items produced in and through Christ's resurrection as his continuation. Number 1. As the processed one, the last Adam, Christ became the life-giving spirit as the reality of the pneumatic Christ for his propagation through life imparting. Number 2. As the preeminent one, the one who has the first place in all things, Christ became the firstborn from the dead for the germinating of God's new creation and for Christ to be the head of the body. Number 3. As the God-man, Christ was begotten of God in his humanity to be the firstborn Son of God in both the divine and human natures, to be a model for conforming many sons to his image. Number 4. As the resurrection life, Christ regenerated all his believers, making them his brothers and the many sons of God, who are the members of God's household to be God's kingdom and God's precious inheritance. Number 5. As the one grain of wheat, Christ became the many grains, who are his increase and the components of his body, that is, the one bread, the church. Number 6. Through his life releasing death and with his life imparting resurrection, Christ produced a corporate seed as the issue of the travail of his soul, which seed he saw in his resurrection and was satisfied. Number 7. As the life of the believers, the resurrected Christ is all the members and in all the members of the new man. Capital D. Micah 5:2 prophesies concerning the incarnation of Christ in Bethlehem, and that his goings forth are from ancient times, from the days of eternity. Number 1. Christ's going forth, his appearing, is a continuous matter. At the time of his incarnation he began to come forth, after his incarnation, he continued to go forth through his human living, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, his outpouring of the consummated Spirit, who is the reality of Christ himself, and his spreading through the preaching of the gospel to the whole inhabited earth. All of these are great steps in Christ's going forth. Number 2. His going forth has not ceased but is continuing today. Christ's going forth, his manifestation, will consummate when he comes back with the overcomers as the mighty ones to defeat Antichrist and cast him into the lake of fire, when Satan is cast into the abyss, and when Christ sets up his throne to reign as king, at that time his appearing will be complete. This is the end of today's outline.